Tumbleweed, Episode 9, Oral What?
Meanwhile, back in Tumbleweed.
Mr. Billy, you better come quick. There's a big fire at the Tumbleweed Saloon.
Okay, Peppino, take it easy. Just gotta strap on my guns, all. Okay, got my guns on. So what exactly is going on over at the saloon?
There is a big fight. A big man said he's going to shoot the piano man and the saxophone player.
Okay, Peppino, let's go see what the problem is.
Do you hear that, Billy? There's definitely a fight going on.
Okay, hold it right there, mister. Don't move. You're beat up real bad, mister. Real drunk, too. Think you're gonna have to spend the night in jail?
Nah, I don't want to spend the night in jail.
This ain't no point in negotiation, mister. I'm the law here while the sheriff's out of town, so if I say you're going to jail, then you're going to jail. Besides, you better have the doc take a look at you, because I think your nose is broke.
Okay.
Pino, take this man over to the jail, lock him up, and then go fetch a doc to have a look at him.
Yes, Mr. Billy. Oh, you're in bad shape, mister. Can you get up?
Yeah. I think so.
Can you handle him, Pino?
Yes, I think so, Mr. Billy.
Good. Now I'm going inside to see just exactly what happened here. Harry Lee, can you tell me what happened here? What was the fight all about?
Well, the big man started it. Will Clanton and his group Orville Sachs were just finishing their set when the big man comes up to them and threatens to kill them. Seems he was upset at Will Clanton because claims that Mr. Clanton was having sex the night before with his girlfriend there. When I tried to settle him down, he turned on me and said if I didn't stay out of it, he was going to shoot me too. I told him, don't shoot me. Hell, I'm just a piano player.
Okay, so what's the name of this band?
They're called Oral Sax. Will Clanton there is a sax player. One of them is the drummer. One plays guitar. And the little one named Woody, well, he plays clarinet.
Okay, so who are you, mister?
I'm William Oral Clanton. I play the sax.
So, what about it, Mr. Clanton? You have an affair with his girlfriend?
No, sir, I didn't. I mean, she came up to my room. We had a few drinks, smoked a few cigars, played the slide trombone, but I did not have sex with that woman.
So, who was it to beat that man up so badly he can hardly walk?
That was Scrappy. He told that man to calm down and quit threatening everybody and to leave the piano player alone. That's me, of course.
So, what happened then?
Well, as you know, most people think of Scrappy as an old man. But most people don't know that in his younger years, Scrappy was a real good prize fighter. So when the big guy threatened Scrappy and took a swing at him, he got his hat caved in.
What do you mean, got his hat caved in?
Oh, that's a down south expression. It means he got beat up real bad.
Yeah, I get it. So where's Scrappy now?
He's at the bar. All the boys are buying him drinks. You know, Scrappy ain't the kind of guy to go looking for trouble, but he ain't the kind of guy to go run from it either. I'm mighty glad he was here to take care of that big bully, because if it wasn't for Scrappy, me and Will Clanton might be all shot up.
Okay, now I can see the drummer and the guitar player. Where's the little guy Woody that plays his clarinet? I'd like to find out what he saw.
Oh, I think since it was the band's last set, he left to get a massage over at the House of Golden Dreams. Evidently, he loves those massages. Oh, here comes Scrappy now.
Sorry about the trouble, Sheriff. But I warned the guy to settle down at least 3 or 4 times, but he wouldn't pay me no mind. Then he told me, shut up, you old man. And he took a swing at me, and I had to calm him down the same way I used to do it when I was fighting in the ring.
That's okay, Scrappy. I'm satisfied you didn't start it. You just finished it.
Are you okay, Weed?
I'm just fine, Sheriff, darling. Can I buy you a drink? I was just about to buy a bottle of that good Scotch whiskey and retire up to my room. Would you like to come up for a drink and help me smoke a few cigars?
I'd love to, Will. And just for your information, Billy, just because a big bully bought me a few drinks, it doesn't mean he owns me or that I'm his girlfriend, because I'm not.
Okay, Chara. I understand.
Hi, Billy. I guess you've got everything under control, so let's get the music going again. Start playing your piano, Harry Lee.
Yeah, Victoria. Seems like everything's settled down.
The Camptown ladies sing the song, doo-dah, doo-dah. The Camptown racetrack's 5 miles long, oh, the doo-dah, day. I'm gonna run all night, I'm gonna run all day. I bet my money on about to make somebody bet on the gray. I got in a fight, got my hat caved in, doo